This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for being sanctified. And the scripture says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And I'm thanking him for all the word of God that comes to keep us walking holy before God, walking upright and keeping God's commandments. And we are the children of light. And I'm thanking God for the messenger that God has chosen to bring to us, the word of God, declaring that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now I present unto you our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our missionary, deacons, all the saints, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Going through renovation here. Until then, we're going to be broadcasting from our dining area of the church. We're going to talk about being rested tonight, and I'm grateful for our anointing that's going on. Our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Before we get into rested, let's fight to die, choir. Right. Thank God. Fighting to die, That's what our plight is here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Yes. If you're fighting to die, that means you're fighting to be at rest. Yes. God's people are rested. We are rested people. Yes. And Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 1. Can I get around God's word? God's word is his commandments. And if we want to be rested from the things of the old life, we have to adhere to God's commandments.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, yes.
Hebrews 4 and 1. Deacon.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
We want to make sure that we are resting in God. That means, regardless of our natural body state,
yes,
our spirit is right with God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Our spirit is compliance with the principles of God. Yes. When it's not, you're not at rest. Mm-hmm. You can't sleep. You may be irritated, easily, easily provoked, easily angry, easily everything, because you're not at rest. We want our spirit to be at rest. That means nothing between me and my Savior. Yes. If there's nothing between you and your Savior, there's nothing between you and your brother and sister, especially your leader.
That beautiful?
If there's something between you and your leader, you can't get right with God, period, in your leader or your brother and sister. It's got to be right. That connection. That beautiful? Read that again. Let us. Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it.
Let's go to Matthew's. We don't be short in being rested from the old man, mm-hmm, from our old ways. We want to be rested from that. That means a connection with God. Matthew's 11:28. So many read the scripture and so many don't understand what it means. But we're going to try to get a little bit more understanding of what that means to be at rest today. Matthew's 11:28.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful scripture. But the process is a process. It steps in it. Mm-hmm. First, we got to come. We got to come to the one that's appointed to come to.
All right.
So I'm going to Jesus. You ain't going to Jesus without going to a body.
That's right, Pastor.
Because he said, you'll see me no more till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So if you got a spirit with the one that's bringing the word, how God going to bless you? Right. How can you get anything from God? If you have a feeling between you and your leader that's not right, how can you live this life and be at rest? You can't.
No way.
And when you're not at rest, guess what's going to happen? You're going to run your mouth. You're going to say things offend somebody, and it's God. And you're going to say it to one another. Because your spirit ain't right. We'll make sure our spirit at rest.
Yes.
That means for peace. Yes. When your spirit at rest, you're not easily provoked. It's when your spirit is not. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be living on the edge, spirit. Almost, but not quite. We don't want to be rested from those things.
Yes. Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John. What are we reading?
29. Take my yoke.
No. Come unto me, all ye that labor.
Mm-hmm. And are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Now let's go to St. John 6:26. Beautiful. We all want that rest. We come in, and most of these church goers, and I'm not here to bash anything but these church doctrines, when I say church goers, because every church got a doctrine.
Yes.
Whether it be of man or of God, it's a doctrine.
All right.
We want to make sure our traditions is of God, the things we do. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
6:26.
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
Now that's a good litmus test. Why am I here? Is it because of natural? Well, I'm here because my sister is in the church, my brother. No, you're supposed to be here for your salvation.
Yes. Yes.
For the miracle of being born again. That's a miracle, to be born again. That's why we're here.
All right. Yes.
Jesus said, I send you seek, ye seek me, mm-hmm. not because ye saw the miracles, but what?
But because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
And you were filled. Maybe because someone did something for you naturally, gave you a smile, whatever it is. Oh, I like that church. They have a beautiful care for the, what do you call it? For the children, what do you call it? They had a beautiful nursery. Now this church, you need to go there because they come pick up your child for you. And they keep it all day. Don't worry about it. If you get out lost in shopping, you're covered. They take care of your baby till 9 o'clock. I love that church. Sometimes I don't come pick them up. I just get them when I come to church. You got all kind of reasons why they choose these people. That's why the Lord say, do you all know what Broadway is? Broadway is liberalism. Because on Broadway, you can do anything you want to do and still say, I got God. Not so in God. Broadway is crowded. In these churches, you can do anything you want. But in God's church, it's straight. It's straight means straight.
Yes.
And it's narrow. You can do but so much.
Yes.
Why? Because that's what we signed up for.
Right.
We didn't sign up for more loaves. Because he told you that. Your Father, Heavenly Father knows you have need of. You're going to get that.
Right.
Just seek the kingdom. That's all we've been directed to do. Yes. Seek the rest that God has for us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Labor not for the meat which perishes. But
so one of them, wait a minute. So don't come in here laboring to please Pastor Boyd. That's a body.
Yes.
No, you come in wanting to please God.
That's right.
Because when you want to please God, you're going to please the pastor, you're going to please your brother and sister.
Yes.
It's always about God.
Yes.
What does God say about that? And when you want to know if God is pleased, where you go? Don't say, I'm going in my bed on my knees and cut the lights out in the midnight hour on my knees. That ain't going to God.
Right.
What did Philip say? He told Philip, Thomas, you know the way. God's way is through leadership, through sonship. Isn't that beautiful? God got a way.
Yes.
All right. Read it again, 27.
Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
Isn't that beautiful? There's a meat that we partake in, and it endures unto everlasting life. It's not natural. What?
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Anybody here wrote that?
No.
This was written for any of us was here.
Yes.
Even grandpas.
Yes.
Unless you got one as old as Adam. And he is our grandpa.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's the gramps. Go to Deuteronomy 8:3. Yes. Thank God. So we want to make sure our labor is for the spiritual.
Yes.
And that bit of have that in your mind every time you wake up. This day is about pleasing God.
Yes.
And when that's your focus, you don't have no problem with a few bad looks you see.
Yes.
I went out to the car today. Every day I go to the mailbox just before service, pick up mail. So I saw my neighbor, and my neighbor was watering the grass, his grass. And I had my car parked out there. And I said, hey, Drew. Hey, I said, how you like my ride, my car? Oh, nice. I said, yeah, thank you. Time for a change. Went about my business. I wasn't going to let him wait and say, what's that? Is that what neighbors do?
Yes.
Yes.
When you're really friendly, that's what, hey, you like this? Look what I got.
Yes.
I wasn't short at all, but he was out there. What do you think? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. Deuteronomy.
All right.
8:3, what does it say?
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna.
What?
Which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers
know.
We are
getting the same thing today. Manna. And many times we don't know it's manna. What is this? Manna. What is this COVID? Manna. Because it came down from heaven. God suffered that enemy to bring COVID.
Exactly. Yes.
And we got to go through it. That beautiful?
Yes.
But it's for a reason. Read.
Yes. Yes.
That he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only.
You don't live by the medicine of COVID. You live by God's word.
Yes.
If you're keeping God's word, I don't care if you're keeping God's word, you're going to go through something.
Yes.
That's part of life.
Right.
How I know that? The Lord said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. So God was saying, in the world, you're going to get a virus, you're going to get a cold, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, you're going to get a broken leg.
Yes.
But be of good cheer. Just stay living for God. You can do it.
Right.
That's all God is saying. Just stay living for God. Don't go crazy.
All right, Pastor.
You don't want to get, say, well, Pastor, I think I got COVID. I'm going to stay with my sister up in Upland for 2 weeks quarantine. You've been quarantined before you left, and you just don't know it. You got all kind of, this is going on prevalent in the churches. Well, I'm taking a hiatus. I think I'm coming down with something. But you know what, I'm going, my sister, my brother live out in the farm. It's fresh air out there. I'm going out there for 2 weeks and recover. Pray for me. You need to ask that you go. Pray for me. And these silly pastors, we're praying for you. And they might get in the huddle right then. Football huddle. You know what they do that? Yeah. Okay. What is?
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
What's second verse say?
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee.
40 years right. It took to humble some. Why would we be upset because God is still working? That's a blessing. God is still working with our spirit.
Yes.
I don't care if you have been there 40 years. If you're still working with it, that's a blessing.
Right. It is a blessing.
But it's to humble us. What?
Right. And to suffer thee, to humble thee, and to prove thee,
what?
To know what was in thine
this
heart.
This is how God knows what's in our heart. Let's send COVID.
Yes.
See what they're going to do.
Yes.
She's going to be always complaining.
Yes.
See, who's going to go to the store and get upset and throw a tomato at somebody? Say, I'm done with this mask stuff. You know. But all these things, God want to see how we're reacting.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
How you treating one another when you go home.
Yes.
You come home and somebody, you know, stepped on your mask. You go in and kick your child. Get in there and do your homework, all because somebody stepped on your mask. Thou shalt remember. Go ahead and read it.
Yes. To know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no.
The churchgoers say, well, you know, God knew couldn't nobody keep them commandments. That's not what this is saying. God is showing, taking us through these things to know what's in our heart, whether we would keep it or not. That means God expects us to keep it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When we keep it, that's how we get rest.
Yes.
We're rested from the problems that's causing us to be unrested,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Matthew 11:28 again.
Right.
The Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Yes.
You got to come unto somebody. But one of the problems is when you come unto the God's anointed, you ain't saying nothing. Like Teacher Brown used to tell us, once would have a problem.
Yes.
He said, Teacher, I'm coming over for counsel. He come over and sit there and fold the teacher's clothes half the day. Never talked about the problem.
Right.
Meanwhile, Teacher Brown answered the phone, said, I got to run down, so I'll be right back. They stayed in the house, fold the clothes, did everything. Then they said, okay, Teacher, I'm going. They never talked about the problem. Never got to the root of it. And sometimes we say things, yeah, you know, I'm feeling so, and don't get to the root of it.
Right.
That's why you don't have no rest.
Yes.
We'll get into it, though.
Yes.
11:28, what does it say?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
All. Heavy laden. That means this is really bothering me. It's a monkey on my back. This burden I'm carrying because this situation happening over and over and I can't control it. If we're able to bring it all out, you can get help. Because many times, say, well, I was so-and-so, but the real reason you don't want to mention, the real reason, can't acknowledge those things.
Yes.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yes.
Got to bring it out.
Thank God.
Because if you bring it out, then you can work on it. For instance, if you say, well, I got a problem with Brother Larry. Bruh. I got a problem. The problem is I get aggravated all the time because Brother Larry, the answers he gives me or the way. If I tell Brother, I say, listen, I got an irritated spirit, bro. So you excuse me. Sometimes I get a little I'm working on not doing that. Half the problem's gone already. Beautiful. Of acknowledging it.
Beautiful.
But meantime, these things don't go nowhere because you won't acknowledge it. It just stays hiding around or moves somewhere else in your mind. You think, okay, I'm dealing with nothing. No, we're not. Resting is like unto a rest. You have to arrest that situation. Bring it out and put the cuffs on. This is my problem. And when people know your problem, you got more of a chance of overcoming it. Here's the secret. Everybody do know, but you don't want to acknowledge it. That's like the emperor with no clothes, thinking I'm covering you. Not. What's wrong with saying, you know what, I got a jealous spirit. Say, y'all, so-and-so happens. You know, it's, I'm working on something. Excuse me. And not just get there and be jealous and start acting ugly. Yes. Now God can work. You can help repair.
Yes, beautiful.
And you can get more at rest.
Yes.
But when you don't acknowledge things, it's like having an infection and you don't deal with it.
Right.
Got an infection, but you're putting everything in your body but the thing you need.
Right.
That ain't going nowhere. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Make it plain.
Read.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
So it's about learning what this yoke is all about. How many so-called Christians know what that yoke is? It's the commandments.
Yes.
If we don't take the yoke, we can't get rested. That yoke keeps you in line.
Yes. Yes.
Keeps you in boundaries.
Yes.
It keeps you at rest from doing things you would normally do.
Thank God.
The yoke. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Let's go to 1 Timothy 6 and 1.
All right.
Yes. All about understanding. And learning and getting an understanding of what you're learning. That's what we do here. We strive to do that. And some things come easier than others, and some things take time. 1 Timothy 6 and 1.
Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor.
What are you talking about? So we have servants that are under the yoke. What are you talking about? We have doctors, professionals. And on and on and on. We don't want to get a spirit because someone has more education than I got. Or because I'm up under you. Now, I'm up under you, you got to let me have a. You don't have to punch me when I come in. I'm a saint. Yeah, you do. Because even though you're a saint, you get treated like anybody else because God is like, they'll have no respect to persons. You don't have a saint working for you or working with you. They get a pass, but everybody else don't. That's not God.
No.
Everything is the same. And then sometimes we get a spirit because, why are they acting like I'm supposed to be your brother and sister? You're supposed to be doing right too, right?
Yes. Right.
There's no special privileges in as a saint to do wrong. And nobody said, well, you fine. It don't work like that.
Right.
Sometimes we get a spirit because someone is telling you what's right and they're not even over you. Get a spirit because your brother said, you wrong.
Yes.
We don't be like that.
Yes.
As many servants as are under the yoke, that means under the teaching, count their own masters worthy of all honor. Talking about the person that's over you as a supervisor or greater. Read.
That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed.
That it be not blasphemed. Mm-hmm. Read.
And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got one, Sister Anna, because she's over a staff. She thinks she's so important. So because of that, you can't really treat her properly. And if she should tell you, you shouldn't do something. Well, wait a minute, you might be a supervisor there. You ain't a supervisor here. Just spirits and issues.
Yes.
It ain't Sister Anna or the position. It's a person that just really don't want to deal with their spirit being corrected. That's all this is.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
We need to recognize that. But when you got that kind of a problem, that's the one when to start training. Say, you know what? I'm going to ask Peyton, can I go to the restroom? Humble.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't mind humbling to a child, you're going to mind humbling to your brother and sister. That's how you get rid of these things, be at rest. Exercise.
Yes.
The one that you feel that is treating you unfairly, go to that person and make sure they treat you fairly.
Yes.
Make sure it's you or them and not you. And if it's them, if you can't help them treat you right, go to someone that can help you. Isn't that beautiful? Because many times they say, if you got a problem, take your brother and sister and say, listen, I'm talking to so-and-so and so, and it seems like we always get irritated. Now, you got a brother with you, a sister. That would mean someone that's got better judgment than you.
Right.
possibly a deacon or whatever, should. If you acknowledge the situation, the person that's listening to you should be able to say, well, you know what? We want peace. I'm with you. But many times we don't do what the scripture's telling us. Yapping.
Yes.
Not trying to solve it. Yeah, so-and-so did. Telling the wrong person. It's spreading stuff. Yes. But if you let the scripture say, and if they don't receive you, then go to leadership. Bring somebody else with you.
Right.
That only means go higher.
Yes.
Resolve the situation.
Yes.
Now you can be at rest. Many times we can't be at rest because we don't deal with the target. We go all around it. And we get things that make us feel good, but the root is still there. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel better at rest when you get rid of the root. That's what they tell you all the time when you go to the doctor. Get the root out.
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Now you're going to feel better. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them,
mm-hmm.
because they are brethren.
What?
But rather do them service because they are faithful.
Isn't that beautiful?
And beloved.
Whatever you want me to do. Do this, do it. Now, it might be a situation that this one is doing for you could be your deacon. But here,
yes.
Because you work for them, let's say Kat, I gotta hold myself down and do what Sister V say. I'm her deacon. But if you really are her deacon, you got God, you can, ain't no big deal, you can separate this.
Yes.
What you want me to do? I can do it.
Yes.
And the next breath later, sister, can you do so and so and so? That's when you're at peace.
Beautiful. Yes.
And you're rested. You don't have a problem with that. We know when we're at peace, certain things irritate us. If you hear a voice and it irritates you, I got to work on that.
Yes.
And if it gets bad enough where that person understands that you have a problem, you should go and say, listen, every time I hear your voice, you know I just get irritated. I'm serious.
Yes, right.
But the truth of the matter is that you would tell them, it's not your voice, it's me. I'm working on that. Pray for me to overcome that. You think, why wouldn't God bless?
Yes.
And you try to acknowledge, I got a problem here, and you know I got a problem. You're my friend, you're my sister.
Yes.
I got a problem. Pray for me. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Tell me, sir. Praying for me? Ain't nothing wrong with that?
That's right.
Those said, no. Only the pastor can pray for them. Really? We pray together.
Yes.
With the same mind. What is the mind? The mindset is that we all stay one.
Yes.
So when someone said they got a problem, we're praying for them that that problem gets solved, that we can all be at peace and we all stay rested, we all be one.
Beautiful.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Right?
Yes.
But don't come in the next day and say, I've been praying for you. Are you out of order?
Yes.
We pray one for another, but we're praying one for another in the will.
Yes.
With leadership. That's what we're doing. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort.
What?
If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness.
Which is according to godliness,
mm-hmm.
he?
He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting
that's
about
the, that's
questions.
The problem why we cannot be at rest.
Yes.
Pride. That's why we can't divulge things.
Yes.
Proud spirit. I don't want anybody to know I got a jealous spirit. If you got one, everybody know it. Mm-hmm. Especially if you it's been working and you ain't been doing nothing to stop it. Mm-hmm. Everybody know it. Mm-hmm. But should we be concerned about that? We should be concerned if God is pleased.
Yes. Yes.
What we should be concerned about is what you know, not
yes.
what somebody else know.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Beautiful.
But doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil.
That's why surmises. We're not at rest. Because when you don't have a restful spirit, if you're not at peace, you'll get into strife. Hey, Brother Trey, why they walk so fast like they could knock over somebody? Just any little thing. When you're at peace, you ain't got much to say. As I say all the time, that's your example right there.
Yes.
Say, well, Pastor, why don't you point this up? What honors a man that praises themselves? Right. Only God give you honor. We want the honor to come from God.
Yes.
Content in whatever state she's in.
Yes.
A lot of sisters, you need to look and follow this model. Always, just like charity. Let's go there. 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians. Let's go there. Always ready in season and out. 2 Corinthians. The 2 Corinthians?
Second.
1 Corinthians 13, isn't it?
Yes.
Paul talking about charity.
Yes.
13:1, what is that?
13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Otherwise, don't matter what you're doing or what your position. Mm-hmm. It's just brass and talk if you don't have the actions.
Right.
Don't mean nothing.
That's right.
But as I say all the time, who can throw a stone at Elder Batiste?
No, that's right, not a stone.
Who can say, well, Elder Batiste got irritated?
No.
Batiste started speaking words that didn't sound right. Not last week, since she'd been in God. Who ever reported on her like that?
Yes.
Who ever caught her in a sin?
Go ahead.
In a lie?
Go ahead.
Nah.
Beautiful.
Read.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries. And all knowledge.
What?
And though I have all faith.
What?
So that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
In other words, you ain't got a life. You don't have love. Because that's what charity is. Love. That's all she have is love. She showed love to the saved, the unsaved. Every one of them. Now, she ain't the only one I can call out. Well, why start here? When I started? She has it.
Yes.
I don't remember any Sister Barbara said, I want to be like Elder Batiste. She ain't never had a problem with her. You ever had a problem with Sister? No. All Sister shows Sister Barbara's love. Calling her, seeing how she was doing, going to the hospital, bringing the things that those that love God would do.
Yes.
Caring for the saints.
Yes.
That's all she's been doing.
Yes.
Why not say, I want to be like Elder Batiste.
Beautiful.
I ain't heard that testimony yet, but I mean, I would feel like you feel that way.
Yes.
But it's greater to say it sometimes. Give honor to whom honor's due. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, I have not charity. It profiteth me nothing.
It profiteth me nothing. Mm-hmm. That's saying a whole lot.
Yes.
So it's not about titles or positions or what you got. It's about the love.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now let's go back to 1 Timothy 6:3. Let's read that again.
Beautiful.
We won't rest.
Yes.
Then stop doing things that need to be arrested.
Yes.
Some of our actions need to be arrested. Right?
Yes.
Then you have rest.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Six and five.
Mm-hmm.
Perverse.
Mm-hmm. Disputings of men.
Perverse disputings of men.
Of corrupt minds.
What?
And destitute of the truth.
What?
Supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw.
I tell you, separate yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about gain here. We encourage all the saints. God wants us to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Yes, Pastor, yes.
But you don't get $100 and put all your $100 in your fruit. You put something away for tomorrow. Not that we're guaranteed to be, but you do something. It's wisdom. But God wants us to enjoy the fruits of our labor of our hands. He wants us to enjoy that.
Yes.
That'd be able to read.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
That's why I brought out Elder Batiste.
Yes.
Always content. She was content when she was hopping around and couldn't even walk.
Yeah.
But God sent Sister Anna, she was her legs.
Yeah.
It didn't stop her from doing nothing.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
All right.
You don't crack. It didn't stop nothing. Just continued on.
Yes.
Until today, she's yet just moving.
Yes.
Had a virus, get her down. See, we don't claim stuff that we don't know about.
Right.
The world claim everything and then say, well, I ain't claiming it. Nose running, bowels falling out. So in the name of you, I'm not claiming this. The teacher Brown said, it claimed you. See, that's foolishness. Like it's a taboo to be sick in God. This is the world.
That's right.
And in the world, you're going to have these things. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Read ninth verse. What does it say? But they
that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts.
That's why you don't have rest, because we're yearning and desiring things that's not for us. So you don't have rest. Whether it's a job, wares. I desire you to be there, but God placed me here, and on and on. That's why we're not at rest. But if you are content, say, well, I don't have the place I want to be in, but I'm fine. If God take me like this, I'm good. I don't have a companion, but you know what? I love God. Been there, done that. I'm satisfied. If they come or go, I'm good. That's what God wants us. Not always reaching. I don't want, yeah, I do. I don't want, yeah, I do. I shouldn't. No, I know I shouldn't. I should. That's, God don't.